You're listening to SBS News.
It took just 10 days to build, but the 1,000-bed Hua Shenshen Hospital in Wuhan is already admitting patients. Military doctors in hazmat suits are seen waiting in the sterile corridors as citizens sick with the coronavirus are carried inside. In an unverified video posted to social media, a man named Wan Chunhui says they're being treated well.
I'm inside Hua Shenshen Hospital. You can see the facilities here are very good. Can you see it?
In Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, lines of people stretch down city streets as people wait to see doctors. As the number of people infected by the virus continues to climb in the city, so too does the demand for health services. A four-star hotel has been turned into a quarantine zone, while a stadium has become a makeshift hospital. Steps like these are feeding the global unease that the virus is far from under control. While the World Health Organization insists the outbreak is not yet a pandemic, its Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus is imploring nations to stay vigilant.
There is a window of opportunity because of the high measures, the strong measures China is taking at the epicenter, at the source. So let's use this opportunity to prevent further spread and to control it. Let's not miss this window of opportunity.
Dr. Tedros says governments must improve their data sharing on the virus immediately and says he would be sending a team of international experts to work with Chinese counterparts.
Our global connectedness is a weakness in this outbreak, but it's also our greatest strength. We need strong public-private partnership to find solutions.
On a cruise ship off the coast of Japan, authorities are doing just that after 10 cases of the virus were confirmed on board, including to Australians. Japan's health minister, Katsunobu Kato, says they've been evacuated.
The people who tested positive disembarked with quarantine officers. With the help from Japan Coast Guard, they're being transported to medical facilities.
In Thailand, which has confirmed more cases of the virus than any other country outside China, officials have launched a new sanitation campaign. They now have 25 confirmed cases, two taxi drivers, the latest to be diagnosed after they drove infected passengers. Belgium has just confirmed its first case after repatriating nationals from Wuhan overnight. With France reporting 6 cases and Germany now up to 12, EU health ministers have announced an impromptu meeting. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says acting together was crucial given the freedom of movement in the EU.
Dein Virus kennt keine Grenzen.
A virus knows no borders and no travel restrictions, but it is a threat to all our citizens throughout Europe.
Screening for the virus is becoming commonplace at global airports. Officers in Afghanistan have begun checking the temperature of passengers as they arrive in the country, and in El Salvador, 3 women were escorted off a plane after seeming ill. The Chinese Consul General in New York, Huang Ping, urging people to be kind to one another during this time.
The virus is the enemy, not the Chinese. People should be united together to deal with this disease. Right now, this is not a good tendency. We should work together to prevent this. We should condemn this prejudice and all those, hate things.
His comments come as the United States begins its second airlift of American citizens out of China. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.